you don't have your own, you don't know how to raise money, or you don't have the connections, you connect with somebody who does multifamily that can go out and raise money for you and be a general partner with you in that project. That person is not going to just raise money, but they're going to help you do some other aspects of the project.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right. So I get asked all the time, what are the biggest challenges to get into multifamily? So I'm going to talk about the three biggest challenges that I think. Well, that's what actually people ask me. And it's actually a misconception, right? The three challenges, but they're actually not really that big of a challenge. But I'm going to tell you what they are. So number one, people ask me all the time, how much money do I need? Do I need to have, do I need to save up? People that flip houses, they're like, hey, I want to flip houses and I want to be able to save enough money to have for a down payment on an apartment building, right? So they feel like you need to have a lot of money in the bank to be able to buy an apartment building, okay? Number two, I'm going to come back to each one of these. I'm going to explain why, okay? Number two, they always ask, or they think the challenge is, how am I going to get a loan or credit, right? Like my credit and a loan, right? What kind of loan am I going to get? Am I going to qualify? What are the requirements? What do I need to get a loan, right? So this is a big challenge for a lot of people, saying how am I going to get a loan for a multifamily apartment building. It could be a 10 unit, it could be a 100 unit, it could be 300 units, right? Doesn't really matter, but the loans are different. And people think it is a challenge and it really is not. And I'm gonna come back to that one as well, okay? Number three, that was asked is, where do I find a good project, right? How do I know, how do I find one? How do I know if it's a good deal? How do I even take that first step? Well, if you check some of my other videos, I have video on six ways to find free leads, commercial leads, you know, off market, okay? And I also have another video that my director of acquisitions did that has a calculator in it that'll help you underwrite a property or basically analyze a property so you can find out if you have a good deal. So I get this question, how much money do I need? What kind of credit loan or for my loan? And where do I find these projects? Okay, so I'm gonna hit number one, right? How much money do you really need? So ideally when you buy a commercial property, you're gonna need anywhere from 10 to 30%, right? Let's just say it's 25% of the down payment, okay, of the purchase price. So if you're buying it for $1 million, you're gonna need $250,000. And as crazy as it sounds, some deals you might need 50% down, right? If you're buying a hotel, you know, during 2020 when COVID hit hard and you wanted to buy a hotel when hotels were like at zero occupancy, most likely you would need 50% down payment, right? Which asset class needs the smallest down payment? Usually it's like self-storage, right? Some self-storage, you can get it for 10% down. So if it's $1 million, you only gotta put in 100K. Right? It's a lot doable. So how much money do you really, really need? Well, if you don't have any money, or you have a little bit of money, you want to do deals on your own, well, you got to go save some money, okay? Or you can borrow money from friends and family and from investors to put into your projects, okay? So those two different ways, you know, save your money for your down payment or raise money from other people to put into your project for the down payment, right? All you need is the money for the down payment. It's not like a mortgage, right? Like you go get a mortgage, and the bank wants you to have the money in your account, that 20%, that 10% down to buy your house. You're going to buy a commercial property, it's okay, right? The lender knows that you might raise money and they don't really care. Even if it's not in your account, as long as the money is there at closing time, for the most part, they don't care where the money comes from, okay? You can go raise the money. You can have no money in the account and people give you money and that's what you use for the down payment. You raise money or you use your own money. Or if you don't have your own, or you don't know how to raise money, or you don't have the connections, you connect with somebody who does multifamily, right? That can go out and raise money for you and be a general partner with you in that project, right? That person is not going to just raise money, but they're going to help you do some other aspects of the project where they come in as a general partner. And one of their duties is to bring capital, just to bring money into the project, okay? And those are pretty much three ways. Well, actually, there's a fourth way. If you have no money, right? The fourth way is you can ask the owner to carry 20, 30% of the whole purchase price. So you can get a loan and owner, if you need a 25% down, you can tell the owner to carry 30%. So guess what happens, right? You got a free property, right? The owner gives you 30% and the bank only wants 25%. So let's say it's $1 million. The owner gives you 300K. The bank wants 250K down payment. You give the bank $250K down payment, you have $50K left over, right? Minus your closing cost. You can also do that as well, which I have done in the past. So there's really those four ways on if you say, hey, I don't have any money, right? Well, actually, let's go a fifth way. How about if you don't have any money, a fifth way? A fifth way is say the owner decides to carry the whole mortgage loan, the whole loan without any down payment. They can say, hey, Mr. Seller, I'll buy your property for $1 million and I'll pay you interest only, you know, for the first 3 years, right? Whatever you want to pay them, you know, if it's 4%, 5%, 3%, whatever that number is, you can buy that property on an owner financing deal where they cover 100% of the financing, right? If he owns it free and clear, or even if he has a mortgage, okay? So you can do owner financing 100%, owner financing or owner carry, you know, 30%, 20%, 10%, whatever you need to do. You can go out and connect with somebody, right? Kind of like me, I'd love to partner with you to help you raise capital. But that'll be one of the duties I would have as a general partner. Number two is you find your own investors, bring money into the deal. Or number one is use your own money to put in the project, okay? So there's number one about the money. How much money do you really need? Zero or $10 million, right? It could be anywhere in between. All right. Number two, credit and a loan, right? How do I get, what kind of loan am I going to get, right? So let's talk about the loans. Usually if the loan's higher than $1 million, it's actually a lot easier to get a loan. A lot easier to get a loan. I don't know why, but it's easier to get a loan above $1 million, okay? But say you don't have, the bank's going to look for a couple of things. They're going to want you to have the net worth, $1 million net worth. They're going to want to see, for the most part, some experience, that you have some experience buying that same type of property. If you're buying a property for $1 million, they want to see that you've done a couple of transactions with that same type of property. They're going to feel pretty comfortable. And of course, you got to have good credit, right? You know, what's a good credit score for them? I don't know. I would say 680 and above, right? I don't know. Depends on the lender, but they're going to want a 680 or above credit score, okay? And they do want to see some liquidity, you know, in the bank. You know, you got to have 10% of the purchase price. So if you're going to buy it for $1 million, got to have 100K in the bank, okay? So that's kind of the four things they look at, right? And after they see that, they'll say, okay, great. They'll give you a loan, right? So what happens if you don't have any of these, right? What happens if you don't have the 100K in the bank, if you don't have a 680 credit score, if you don't have, if you don't have the net worth, and you don't have the experience, right? What do? Well, again, you go connect, you network, you hang out with people who are buying the kind of asset that you want to buy, like an apartment building, right? You hang out, you know, wherever I hang out, and you'll find somebody that can sign your loan. Like I said before, I would love to partner and I would sign the loan, right? I have the net worth, I have the experience, I have the liquidity, right? And, you know, exactly everything the bank, you know, wants to see. The, you know, cash in the bank, what was that? The liquidity, the net worth, credit score, and the experience of signing a $1 million deal. Okay, so you don't have the experience or the credit or the credibility for the bank to sign the loan. Well, go connect with somebody, right? Partner up. Maybe you do one or two or three deals together, and then you have enough experience and you can do deals on your own. There's nothing wrong with sharing the pie, okay? Nothing wrong with that, right? I'd rather get a small piece than not be able to get 100, right? I'd rather get a 25% of something that, or trying to get 100% of something else that I can't. All right. So the third one is finding a deal, right? Where do I find deals? So go check my video on the six free ways how you can find off-market commercial properties. That's going to help you find some commercial properties, right? So you can always partner up either one of those ways. You can say, hey, I have a property, I find a deal, or hey, I can sign a loan, or hey, you know, I can bring my cash, I can raise some money, I can help do some asset management, I can do some other stuff, I can do some other GP responsibilities, and you can also be part of a project. $1 million, $10 million, $5 million, how big is your network, right? How much money can you raise? How much money can you bring to the table? And what kind of other responsibilities can you do as a general partner if you're a part of a larger project? So these are the challenges that I hear all the time. Money, credit, right? Loans, and you know, where do I find these deals? So hopefully this video helped you out. Let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos.
We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.